Okay, we're holding on Daf Chav Test. Today is a Geshmak Lomdish Daf. There is tons and tons of Achronim on the Daf. If you have time on Thanksgiving, it's Kedai to go through all the Achronim. We're going to go back to the Mishnah for Gidon. We're going to learn the Mishnah quickly, and then we're going to jump right into the Gemara. So Zuk the Mishnah, we're going to see the Mishnah Chav Ches and Aleph on the bottom. Okay.
And
also, we said one thing wrong yesterday. We kind of corrected it after Shir, so we're gonna get the Mishnah clarity. So again, look the Mishnah. Yeah, look the Mishnah. Elu Karbin im Ina Niktzatzis. The guy says we're gonna learn the first part in the random. We're talking about Nidrei Hekdesh. Even though most of the Masechta has nothing to do with Nidrei Hekdesh, there are a couple pockets that have to do with Karbanis. This is one of them. Somebody says that these branches should be have the din of Kedushas Karbin, meaning they should have the money belongs to. And the Beis HaMikdash Yemein HaNiktaitis, if they're not cut down. Or Talis Zu Karbin Yemein HaNisrefes. Or this Talis should have a din of Hektish if it's not burnt. So the Nalacha is Yesh Lehem Pidyon, it's Kaddish, but you could be pointed. What if he says, Arin Netiyas Elu Karbin Achi Yiktsitsu? If he says these Netiyas should belong to the Mikdash until they're cut down, or Talis, right, not like the first version was, if they're not cut down, but rather until they're cut down, he's giving a time limit, right? Or Talis Zu Karbin Achti Sarei Ein Lo Ein Pidyon. Then they don't have pidyon. What does that mean? Ein Lo Ein Pidyon. It means it's kaddish, but Ein Lo Ein Pidyon. So one more time, if a guy says that something should have kedushas karbin, and if it's not burnt or if it's not cut down, so Yesh Lo Ein Pidyon, you could be pidyon. If he says until, so then Ein Lo Ein Pidyon. So now the Gemara asks right away on
that.
It is Kaddish, it's just Ein Lo Ein Pidyon. Okay, so Freit the Gemara. We're on Chav Ches Amud Beis Nabat. Freit the Gemara, Arin Atiyah, say, the carbon, that was the Seifa. If he says these should be Kaddish until they're cut down, then Ein Lo Ein Pidyon. Freit the Gemara, Elam. What, forever? It's Ein Lo Ein Pidyon? It doesn't make sense. I don't understand. It's regular Kaddish, Freit the Gemara, right? Regular Hektish. What could you do? You pay it. What you do is you pay money and you make it. It's Kaddish. So why in the world is it Ein Lo Ein Pidyon? What's the problem? It's Kaddish. So big deal. So forever it's going to be Kaddish. You can never be paid it. Why should not be able to be paid it? It's regular Hektish. Klar, Klar Nikasho. One more time. The Mishnah said, a guy says, this should be Kaddish until it's cut down. The Mishnah said, Ein Lo Ein Pidyon. Fake tomorrow, why not? Why couldn't you have Pidyon? What's the problem? Why should it work? Very good. It should be Kaddish. But why should it be? Why should it be that you can't be paid? So we're gonna have machlokes, two different shitas. So the Gemara, and they sound similar, but they're very different. Omar bar Pado, Pado and Chizeres v'kaches, Pado and Chizeres v'kaches, Achi iksetu, niksetu, poida machas v'tayu. So bar Pado, that according to most Rishonim, the way you learn bar Pado is that the guy had in mind that no matter what, the kedusha should come back. So even if he's paid, you're right. And a chanami, you should be able to be paided. And you could be paided, but you know what happens? Since he made a tnai, then it should be kaddish until it's cut down, so the kedusha is always restarting. So, like, ilu, you were paided, but right away the kedusha comes back on. Because again, he made a... What? So that's a good question. What exactly the pidyon, what you're doing, let's leave that. But akapanim, what we're saying is, that since his tanai was, it should be Kaddish until it's cut down, right? It should be Kaddish until it's cut down. What he means is, it should be Kaddish again. It should be Kaddish again until it's cut down. So even if you're Paideh, and a Chanami in theory, you could be Paideh, but you're not going to be Paideh because even if you're Paideh, the Kedusha is going to reenact itself.
So it does go out for Chulin and it goes
Let's
back.
Say it goes for a sense. Second, yeah. But it's
right. But out it goes back.
Well, what does that mean? So that's what he says. What does that mean? So it goes down and comes right back
yes.
in. So, yeah, okay, fine.
It's like a whack-a-mole.
No, the way he said it, it's Kaddish till it gets Ketzitza.
So, and then you're re-Mekaddish yeah. every time you're Paideh. Yeah?
What it means? It does.
But it means the Talis can never be Chulin. The case of a Talis.
Because Achinisa. Very good, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So again, so Klar, but Pada learned that you could be Paideh, but what the guy meant was the Kedusha should come back right away.
Which means the money you pay every single time, down the money, 5 times, the money's $1.
Oh, yeah. Ula Omar, there's no point. Ula Omar, Kimon Chiniksa Tsu Shivan Paideh. Ula said, once you're Kaitit, natural way, one more nekuda to get clear about pado. Once you cut it down, you still have to be paided, but you're only paided one time. Because again, once it's das, then the pity works for final, right? Because again, he's saying every time I'm paided, then it should reenact the kedusha. You have a question?
Yeah.
You guys have a question?
What's the point of the
yeah, every time you're paided, I think we just asked it a few times. Were you spacing out? Wow. Every time you're paided, again. That's every time you're paided, the kedusha comes back. The kedusha comes back, and now one more time, when you cut it off, you still have to be paided one more. Well, you have to still have to be paided one more time, right? You still have to be paided one more time, according to my partner.
One more time. Yeah, Ula
says different. Ula Omar kibbutz niksetz should be paided. No, his kedusha was time bound. He said it should be kaddish until it's niksetzu. So once it's cut down, the kedusha falls off. It doesn't need pidyon. Now clearly you like Ula much better. Again, one more time. What? You don't even have to be paided. He said it should be kaddish. It's a time-bound kedusha. It's kaddish until it's cut down. Not like Bar Pada. Let's get this clear. Just to hold up. Bar Pada learns it's kaddish and reenacts the kedusha even if you're paided. You can't be paided fully until it's cut down.
Ula says,
"Kivan sheniksetzu shuv ain't paided."
But before niksetzu,
yeah. But let's just keep it simple. Yeah, shuv ain't paided. You don't have to be paided because the kedusha is time bound. The kedusha is only time bound till the tzitzit. We clear? Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. None.
Yeah, the lashon of the mission is not mashma like barbadah.
Yeah, you're in the turkey or the stuffing. Okay, what?
Not mashma like barbadah.
Okay.
Meaning, because it says it's kaddish until it gets chopped down, which means as soon as it gets chopped down, the kedusha is paka.
No, he said him eino. We tried to stress that, but you were outside on the porch. We said that him eino. Im eino niktzotzis. Oh no, we're going in the. Sorry, I'm wrong. I ripped you, but I'm wrong. We're going in the sefer, right? The sefer said, "Achi iktzotzis." Yeah. Okay. Fine. You're right. Yeah. I hear you. Okay. We're going back to. So if two children are part of Ula, if you don't have them, you can go to the stuffing right. Yeah. We're clear. We're good. Okay. We're going back to. So, Zogi, your opinions are very excited about the things here. So, Zogi, Yomare, Omar Lei Rav Hamnuna, Tushin Shabbat, and Nahikun Alcha. Frank to Yomare, Ula asked, I don't understand. So, he's telling me it's a time bound Kedusha, it just falls off on its own. Where's that Kedusha? Where does that go? Umayu Omelisha Yomat Ishti, Lamachor, Yomat Ishti, Minafkabli Get, this might work for some of y'all. If somebody wanted to be Kaddish Isha only for a certain time, would he not need a get? Could you say, oh, you're Mekuddish to me for 30 days? Yeah. So how could you make something Kaddish for a time down on Shehitzitzu and then just falls off? You're going to get married to a lady and say, oh, I'm married to you for 30 days and it's over? That's not how this works. Yes, so Zikti Gemara, I'm going to leave Rav, become a Damis. So let's just take on one thing. We're going to assume, as we've said hundreds and hundreds of times, you throughout the Sfarah once and twice, I believe in the beginning of the Masechta, right? I think that there's a Kiddushin. What does Kiddushin mean? No, that's coming soon. Kiddushin means also a kuli alma ke hektish, right? A person answers his wife on the rest of the world like hektish, right? So we're going to compare, not a lady to an animal, so don't get offended. It's not here. But we're not comparing ladies to animals, but the same way there's a mosaic of Kedusha Segof, hopefully everyone's familiar by that term by now. Kedusha Segof is when you make a behema, a chatos, or an oilad, it's Kedusha Segof. Kedusha's domim is the value is Kaddish, but it's not the actual thing is Kaddish. But so a lady is going to be doing it, we're going to compare it, Rova is going to compare it to a carbon. So one more time, he said, I understand, how could you have a time bound Kedusha? How could you marry a girl for 30 days? Would it fall off without a get? How can you compare it to? Kedusha's damim, paka bikti. Kedusha's damim, which is what he did over here, he brought the value, he said the value of the branches should be actish. So that's Kedusha's damim. This is the money that can fall off on its own. But Kedusha's a gof, like paka bikti. But Kedusha's a gof, it's not paka bikti. What's pshat? Anybody has a pshat? What's the difference between Kedusha's damim and Kedusha's a gof?
Because the essence,
the question is the essence of the
dish.
What?
Because
dhamim
is interchangeable.
Because dhamim is a say it better, say the Reb Chaim. In stencil. Say the Reb Chaim. I knew you were doing, you felt it coming. Yeah. Must be, you have some type of. Okay, so Reb Chaim just masbir that when you're. It's positive, But when you're, when Kiddush's Damim is, what
is any money?
You're giving over your coffee maker to Hekdesh, and that which goes to Hekdesh is what shafts the Kiddusha. Mashenkin, when you make a Kiddusha's a gof to an animal, the etzem animal is Kiddush. A little bit like you're saying, the thing itself is Kiddush. It's very different than Kiddush's Damim. Right? So that's why Kiddush's Damim could be Paka Bechdi, it could be Paka on its own, but Kiddush's a gof needs efforts a little more in order to be poided. So again, one more time. We have our Pado and Ulo. We're discussing when the safe of the Mishnah. A guy says when a branch falls off, the Kiddusha, it should be cut until the branch falls off. Our Pado learned, you're poided, the chayes of a poided, and either every time you have to come Kiddush. Ulo learned, no. Ulo learned, kiven shenixetzu shuvein poided, once it breaks off, you don't even have to be poided, it falls off on its own. Rav Amnuna said, I don't understand. Where did Kiddusha go? Kiddusha is neichon olcha. So, man, you're going to tell me a guy can get married to a lady for a short amount of time, or whatever it is, and the Kiddusha can fall off on its own? On that, Rav has said, how can you compare the two? One is our mission is Kiddusha's Zabit. How can you compare that to Isha, which is Kiddusha's Sagov? Right? We're comparing Kiddusha's Sagov. That also law of Kulayama Gaktish. So, Zukti Gemara, Amar Le Abayo. So, it's a little important to follow the chain of events over here. So, now we're going to have a Bayi and Rav, I have a Machlekes, and then we're going to try to ask another Kasha, and it's actually going to be on Bar Pata. Yeah? So, Amar Le Abayo. Kedusha Sagov Le Paka Bechdi, is that true? The Kedusha Sagov can't be Paka Bechdi, I have a Tanya. Sure, is that Oyla Koshal Shem Yoyim if a guy says a Shor should be Kaddish for Oyla for 30 days, Lachat Shalishim Yoyim Shalom, and after 30 days it should become a Shalomim, Kol Shalishim Yoyim Oyla, Lachat Shalishim Yoyim Shalomim, Amai, Kedusha Sagov Neinu and Paka Bechdi, how could it go from one Kedusha to the next? If according to you, again, what the guy said, he said it should be a Kedusha Oyla for 30 days, and then it should be a Kedusha Shalom. How does it go from one Kedusha to the next? If Kedusha Sagov needs a real pidyon, so how can it jump from one to another? So Zukti Yomar, Achmai Eskin, and Omar Lid Mei. So Rav is going to tell you, no, really Kedusha Sagov is not Pakabachti. And what's the word? Is he saying that it should be Dmei, Shlomim, and Dmei, Oyla? Zukti Yomar, Yochi, Yema Seifa. Well, then I'm going to have a problem because the Seifa is a very similar case. It says, Lach HaShol Shem Yoyim, Oyla, Omeach Shem Shloishim. And after 30 days, it should become a shlamim. Yeah.
Why can't we just answer that it's still
kaddish? But it's
a
different kedusha.
Yeah. One second.
No, but I'm saying is it more or less kaddish? No.
It's a different kedusha.
It's still a different kedusha.
I don't care.
It's still a different kedusha.
He's saying that
it has to go out of one thing to go to another thing.
How can it be Baka? It's going from one to another. Let's see if you're going to still hold this after the next two lines of the Gemara. Yeah, so Zik the Gemara says, it's right, and then it says another case. It says it over again. So who knows? Oilan Shlamim, which one's more Kaddish?
I think
Oilan. Why? Kulam Leishim, very good. Machek and Shlamim, you get to eat, right?
So
it's. What? They're both Kiddushas to go, but Ayla is a higher level carbon. So, yeah? So, yeah, I'm with Bishlama, Chodam Kiddushas to go, Chodam Kiddushas to Damim. I know this is like the Tanam Masni. So, Tardi, the Sog, the Amino Kiddushas to go, like Paka Bechti, Kiddushas to Damim, Paka Bechti, Im to Law, Chitan and Tardi. Ela, yeah, I'm with Ide, Bo Ide, Kiddushas to Damim, like you, Ravi. You want a Taino, or to my Kiddushas to Damim, Lama Limasni Tardi. Hashish, Lama Kiddushas to Hamur, Kiddushas to Kala, Paka. If it went from an Ayla to Shlamim, it was Paka. Would I have to say it could go from a shlom to the ayla? Zichir it could, right? Elo mai, zichir, kedushas agov is also paka bechti. Sukta baye, kedushas agov is paka bechti one more time. Yeah, let's follow the paper trail and let's come back to the next kasha. We have to get this kasha going. So we had, again, the end of the Mishnah says that if he says it's called, the shetel falls off. So we said, what do you mean? It's Kaddish forever. Why can't he be put? Tubsha. My father said, no, the guy means that every time it should be re-Kaddish, every time that he's put. Ula learned, no. That Lechera, Kivon, Chenixis, Ushuvain, Painin. It's a time bound Kedusha. Rav Amnuna and Akasha, I don't understand. Kedusha Shabbat Leichon Alcha. The Oid. What do you mean? You could get married for a certain amount of time and then just have the Kedusha fall off. Rava said, what Shaykhis wants Kedusha to go off? This is Kedusha's Damim. Kedusha's Damim could be time bound. And that Abayim proved, what do you mean? Even Kedusha's a gof could be time bound. All right, you could go It's 30 days. Ayla, 30 days. Shlom, 30 days. Shlom, 30 days. Ayla. Your vice toys, right? Rabbo would want to answer that, what? You're going to tell me that no, that we're really talking about Demei. How could you say Demei? Right? We said two cases. Madach, if you go from Shlom, Ayla to Shlomim, Klo, you can go Shlom to Ayla. So what are we talking about? Must be one's Kedushas Agof and one's Kedushas Dom. Now, extensions.
Kedushas Agof is for sure Kedushas Domim.
What?
What are you saying? You're asking why did it still have to say this, right? Yeah, the Ranes discussion. Very good. You clearly did very long runs today. Clearly, you didn't get to do all of them because otherwise you wouldn't ask that question. Yeah, so Zogdi Yamara. So Zogdi Yamara. Lema David Yifta Bar Pap. So those are following, which is not very many. But we're gonna ask Akasha since I'm in the last 8-9 block. We've lost everyone since. So Zogdi Yamara Lema Bar Pado. Lema Bar Pado. So Bar Pado again. What did Bar Pado hold? Bar Pada held there the chayra kedushas. You have to be paid each time, even after it falls off. You have to be paid. Vice that's the chayra. Bar Pada held tusha bichti loipaka. That was only orla shita, right? We're clear there. So zukti gemara all the fides cheshbin of abaya chayra seichen kasha bar pado limidav tiyuvta to bar pado don't really paka kedusha bichti, right? Because he said, what do you have to do? He said you have to be paid even after it falls. Right, the chayra. We just proved that you could go from Eilah Shalom Shalom Eilah. So Tiyamara Amar Papa Amar Loch Bar Pado Hachi Kamar. Don't read it. That what he said is, please, we ask everyone to turn off their phones and beepers. So say Tiyamara one more time. So Tiyamara is going to learn the price to very different. So Tiyamara Amar Papa Amar Loch Bar Pado Hachi Kamar. Im Le Amar Me Achshav Shloishim Le Achshav Shloishim Yai Eilah. Don't read it. What? I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong. There's too much noise around me. Yes, don't read it that you're going from Shlom to Ayla. Rather, read the price totally different. Read it. If he didn't say right now it should be a Shlomim, then he can make it in Ayla after 30 days. Then, meaning if you don't say, he's totally changing the price. Again, up until now, we've been learning. Person could say it should be an Ayla for 30 days, then it should be a Shlavim. So Machloek is exactly if he's amending the price, so let's say he's amending the price of Pashas, he's changing the reading of the price. So the price really reads that what he's saying is if you didn't say it should be a Shlavim from right now, then you could say after 30 days, it could be an Ayla. Meaning, it's Chulin right now, and I'm putting a sign, notion, then it should start after 30 days. Good? So now it's not a kash anymore. I mean, the whole kash was geboit on the fact that we were saying shlamim. Right now what we're saying is no, what he's saying is if you didn't say shlamim, then you could take a bichal after 30 days for oila. So zut gemara miti dava imer l'isho his kachi lach shashim yoyim. Because it's just tafa bishas like lamoy. Like we'll learn in Kiddushin, when we get there, that a person can be kaddish isha after 30 days, he can give her money and say, kaddish to me. You can be Mekodesh to me, the Gemara says, yes, Kasha in a second, not even the run. Yeah, so after 30 days, you can be Mekodesh to me, you can be Mekodesh to me after 30 days, even if there's no money anymore, still the Kedushin's Chal. So, Freit Gemara Pshita, why is that? What kind of Kedush is that? That I can make a carbon in Eilah after 30 days, that was cool, and I said it should be in Eilah after 30 days, why is that a Kedush? So the Gemara says, Leitzricho the other bay. No, we're talking about that the guy was Chazer. He was said, really, it should be Kedush, it should become an Eilah after 30 days. The chiddush of the brisa is, as he said, you know what? I don't really want it to be kaddish. One more time for those following, we said akasha, it's still kaddish. Yeah, it's still going to be kaddish. You can't be chaser. One more time, we asked akasha bar pada that in cheshbin we had two brises, right? It has to be that they were coming to say you could go, that you can be kedushas hagof as paka bechdin. That lechayr is akasha bar pada. Also, not just on Rava, right? In Cheshbin, it's a kash of Bar Pado, because Bar Pado learned you have to be poida even after it falls down, right? So then the Gemara is saying, no, you have the whole Brisa wrong. We're not talking about he says it's a Shlom and then becomes an Eilah, and Eilah then becomes a Shlomim. Rather, what we're saying is if he doesn't say it should be a Shlomim right now, and rather it should be an Eilah after 30 days, he could do that. Frank Gemara, isn't that Pasha? Why should that not be? That's regular, like you're being making Kedushin to a lady after 30 days. So the Gemara says, no. The Kiddush is that even if he was Chayzer, no, I don't want the Kiddush, and still, still, it's gonna the carb the behemoth is gonna be hooked. So the Gemara Hanichl Mandal Ma'anich Zeres. That's very good according to Mandal Amar. The Machloik is in Kiddushin on Tez. If a guy gets married to a lady Lach or Shleishim Yoim, let's say he decides, you know what, I don't need this. Yes, Hanichl Mandal Ma'anich Zeres. According to Mandal Amar, who says I don't want to get married, and he could be Chayzer. So that's very good. So now you have a Chiddush. Then in Zeres, very good. You have a Chiddush. That what you can't be chayzer, right? Meaning similar to that, you can't be chayzer from Gidduchin, you can't be chayzer from the Ektish. A man domer chayzer is Michael Amemar fake tomorrow, but according to man domer, the whole you could be chayzer. I don't understand. Why can't you be chayzer over here? What's the difference? Why can you only be chayzer in marriage, but you can't be chayzer in the Ektish Akashashashashim? Again, we're answering the Kasha Marpada. Marpada's ceiling is said, you have to be paid even after a fault. What do you mean? Isn't Kedushas a go of Paka Bechti? The Gemara said, no, you have the Bryce wrong. The Bryce is not a proof that Kedushas is Paka Bechti. Rather, we're talking about he said that it should become a Shlomim. La'achar, if he didn't say that it should become a Shlomim right now, then La'achar Lamed Yoyim, you can make it an Oilah. Faith to Gemara, what's the Chiddush? The Gemara, he was Hadabay. So the Gemara, that's only good if you hold Taco that by regular Kedushas in Chizaris. But if you hold by Kedushas in Lamed Achar Lamed Yoyim, you could be Chizaris. So what's the Chiddush? The Gemara, Filuman Omar. No, I'm sorry, why can't you be chayzer? Why can't you be chayzer? Why can't you be chayzer by Kedushin? So tomorrow, for the man, no more hot some chayzeres. But hocha shani, da mirose, le givoya, ke misigose, le hedit, when somebody gives something over to hektish, it's ke misigose, le hedit, it's mamish, like he made a kinyin, ke ilu, there, it's mamish given over, and now there's no way to be chayzer. How do they say, Abshad, and why, what's ke misigose, le hedit? There's a lot of different children. They say any notes? Where's Ari when you need him? Yeah, did it say Abshat in Dami Rostik Vaik Zero Selected?
Ron has
an Arichus. That's one of the little. Yeah, okay, maybe he does have a Shtigal Arichus. Okay, fine, we're going to leave that for now. But Rabbanim understand that what? That with the Chaluk Kedushin from a lady, and we're going to see this concept again in a minute. Then, when somebody gives something over to Hektish, so Anachanami, maybe when it comes to Kedushin, you could be you could be Chayzer, but when it comes to Hektish, one can't be chayzer because Amirosa the Gvoya is considered Vaidin. So we're gonna just finish up the sugya, we're gonna finish till the Mishnah. Yeah, so Zukta Yamura Vaita. Yosef Rav Oven, Rav Yitzchak Beribi, Kaimed Rav Yirmiyah, the coming nam name Rav Yirmiyah. Yeah, they were sitting before Rav Yirmiyah, and Rav Yirmiyah was sleeping. So Yosef Kamri, Barpado, they wanted to know the Shailo in Barpada. Don't Barpada Khazar is the Kadash, right? What do we say? For those who remember, Barpada Shita was, what was the first teretz? That when you're makdish, you're saying that you become rehektish even if I'm poyde. Right? So that means that even when I'm poyde, I can make a new kiddushin or a new hektish in the future. Right? Again, you have something that's cool and you make it hektish. You're saying even when I'm poyde, I can already make it hektish again. That's a shtickle chiddush. Right? How does that work?
Well, so you're making hektish
again,
or it's always hektish? What? It's like a continuous hektish.
No, it's not a continuous hektish, like he said from the Ran, and he doesn't like, but your taco, you're poyde, and then Kedushin kicks in again. So Zit Yomar, Tipshin, the Bayer of Aisha.
Ula's made it to that part, right?
Ula's made it to that part? No, Lav Dafka, why do you say that?
The only machlekas Ula and Rapada has.
Why is that so pashit? No, I don't think that's so pashit that he would agree you could be kedush over and over. Why is that true?
So why?
Well, time left. We're almost done. Yeah. So take the moment. Tipshut the boy Ravisha. I next say put this leisha. Well, this guy he knows how to play. He says to his wife, "I'm going to give you two prutas. One, each of Amalo Achas is catching again. One, I want to be mekadesh you now. Ubaachas is catching me lachar sheitzkarish. Right. And one, I want to give you for when we get divorced. I want to be reneskadesh to you. So maybe he wanted to be mekayim the mitzvahs gerushin. So maybe that's why he did this. Or he's planning for the future. Yeah, machzik grishasay. So what he did was he gave her two prutas. One for now, and one for after we get divorced. Exactly. The Kedushin should start again. So Sukti Gemara, they wanted to go compare the two. They wanted to say that the same way I can be Makdish and Poide and Kedushin kicks back in. Right? If you're taking note of this Sukha, this whole daf has been very much about comparing Kedushin to Kedushin of a Isha to comparing a Hektish, which is interesting because we keep saying over and over pretty much that it's Chaluk. But Al Kaponim, they wanted to say that the same way you could be Makdish and Behema, Poi then the Kedusha can kick in right away again. So too, that's his favorite Kedusha. So too, the lady, now we know where he got it from. I was so glad I met your sister, by the way, by the bar mitzvah. Oh, I figured out where you all get everything from. Yeah, so either way.
How long we have to work on her.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're trained. So one more time. Zikti Yamara. So L'chayra, the same way you can get the hektish to reenact itself, even when you're poideh, so too you can marry a lady and give her another prut, L'chayra Gershon, that she should be in this kadeshes again. So Gemara says, L'chayrami d'avik kedushi. So it's boyer b'hu Reb Yirmiyah. So Reb Yirmiyah, who is sleeping, right, he had muscle memory over here, and he's going to let somebody talk and learning like this that makes no sense even while he's sleeping? No, that's not going to be on his watch. And he woke up. And Amaluhu Maimikam Menisun. How could you compare Kiddushin of a lady to Hektish of an animal? Padan Acher. You're comparing the two where he's poided to where other are poided? What does that mean? When you're talking about that you're the one that's poided, I knew you're makdish to domin, and you're going to be poided, and you can remake an ekdish to your trees. So that makes a lot of sense. I'm the baldover over here. I'm riding solo. So when I'm riding solo, then I could be poided, and I can reenact it again, right? However, poden acherim, hey, got it. You're going to hold in clock. Yeah, but poden acherim ain't chazus ekdosh. At least got something. Yeah, but Padan Acherim, ain't Chazus V'Kedoshes. But when others can be paid there, and then it's not Chazus V'Kedoshes. Meaning, what does that mean? Padan Acherim, Isha, Padan Acherim, Domya. Why? Because a lady, as much as one might think that they control his wife, once they're divorced, she becomes in her own Rishos. So for you to say, oh, Miss Independent, there it is. But so to say, should have put a ring on it. Yeah, so to say that you're gonna be kedushin and be misgarish and be kedushin again, you're not in control over that. Won't work. And it's very different than when somebody's makdish and he's poyda, but he's setting the kedushin to go to reenact himself even after prison, where he's about a boss. Then tak it would work. It may nami omer bami omer v'yechim leishanu leshapodan hu abapodan acherim in choses v'kedoshos. It wouldn't start again. And mainly, you can't compare the two. You can't answer your shiloh from the case of being Mekadosh a lady for a second time, Acha Gershon, setting it up now before in the first one. You can't compare that to the case of Hektish, where where the Hektish is going to start again. A very, very Geshmak Adav for those who followed. What do we have? We had, and that's not on the series. It's hard, but it's Geshmak. I'm not making fun. It's hard enough, but it's Geshmak. But one more time, what do we have? We had Akasha, how could it be in the case of, a little bit funny, but we had the case of the Ayla. We said the oilam is a hektish. What do you mean? You said until the branch breaks off, it's going to be hektish. How could that be? Why can't you be poyder with what's regular hektish? So fine, very good, be poyder. We have two tirutz of me. But Pada's parents, the guy is having in mind the kedushin should start again, the hektish should start again. With Ula's parents, the way it's hektish, it's hektish, it's time bound until it falls. So that we ask, what do you mean? Kedushin heichan alcha. And what's the difference then? Getting married, you can't just put that on the clock. So he said that no. Rava said, "Mikamidamis, kedushin kedushin tagov." Right? It's no chayes on that. Abaye proved no. Even kedushin right, luchay kedushin is pakah bechtiim. We had your b'chayim. We must be the difference between kedushin is pakah bechtiim by bedek abayis and by kedushin tagov. We Abaye proved. What do you mean? Kedushin dumim and kedushin agov is pakah bechtiim. On that, we thought we had a kasha even on Barpada, because Barpada said you had to be paid there. Why? The chayri b'kedushas adami, kedushas agov is pakah b'chti. On that, the Gemara said, no, you had the braisa wrong. You thought it meant that it could become shlamim, oilo, oilo, shlamim. So what it means if you didn't say shlamim, then you could make it an oilo. Fake Gemara, it's a chiddush. Chiddush was, is that you could, that even if you're chayzer, it's going to be chal. Fake Gemara, that's very good, according to Mando Amar. And a chizeret, according to Mando Amar, chizeret, what's the difference? So he said, amirosu l'kvoya, it's kamsirosu. The hadith, then we had the shaila, the Gemara wanted to compare. The Gemara wanted to compare the case of a hektish reenacting itself too. Could somebody mekadesh an isha and give her two prutas, one for lach and gerish, and she should be niskadeshes again? And that Rabbi Yirmiyah woke up and he said, "This is shaykes. One is where she's one. It's his own rishos. Here it's Pada Nacherim. She's like her own rishos. And Mamela, you can't set up kedushin round two before even the first one shkoyach.